Welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Wednesday, February 8th, and on today's show, we're going to hear some harmonies from a group of men who love to sing a cappella barbershop. They're called the Chattanooga Choo Choo Chorus, and every year on Valentine's Day, they dispatch quartets all over the city to serenade sweethearts. As you might imagine, the singers have stories to tell, and today they're sharing a few with WUTC's Richard Winham.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest.
I'm Paul Blazek. I'm the musical director of the Choo Choo Chorus. I've been directing them since 1987. One of my earlier quartets, known as Backstage, we used to get sent to doctor's offices, hospitals, Erlanger, Parkridge, and we were going to the medical building at Erlanger, and we thought we were delivering it to a nurse or a receptionist or somebody. It turned out when we got there and asked that we were delivering it, it was an oncologist office, and the lady we were delivering to was a woman who was there for her weekly chemotherapy treatment.
And someday for my sake, she may let me take a bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Her husband, who had ordered the Valentine, was sitting there with her and holding her hand the whole time we sang to her. It really got to us as a quartet, and the other patients who were there, there were like eight patients there receiving chemotherapy, and they all enjoyed it, and she and her husband really enjoyed it, and we had to go home and, you know, sniffle our way out of the office. It's one of the things that really makes a singing Valentine a personal event. Music touches the heart, and when you have four guys who come and sing to you, it could be a very powerful experience.
My rose, the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Wild Irish rose.
We just sang Wild Irish Rose, and one year we got sent to a guy who was a professional painter. The woman had requested specifically that we sing Wild Irish Rose, and we started singing to him, and he just started bawling like a baby, and we weren't sure what was going on. It turned out that he was Irish. He was very proud of his Irish heritage, and again, the music touches people.
Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be naught without you. Light of my life, my darling, I love you.
I'm Chuck Wilson. I'm the associate director for the chorus, have been for about 8 or 10 years. I sing baritone. In the structure of the barbershop singing, baritone gets what's left over after everybody else gets their part. The bass is the foundation. The lead does the melody. The tenor does the sparkle on top. And the baritone gets whatever's left over to fill in. We were downtown at the old Sears building downtown, and it's been turned into like a six-story atrium. And we had a particular person we were singing for, and we could not go to her office. They had to call her down to the bottom floor for us to sing to her. Well, she came down, and we started singing to her, and I kind of looked up, and over every one of the floors were faces looking out over the railing, looking at what was going on down on the floor. And apparently the sound was just expanding all through that atrium, because we had about 20 or 30 people looking over the railing to see the sound they were hearing. It just almost got me tickled to the point that I almost had to stop singing. It was a lot of fun. But she thoroughly enjoyed it. She thoroughly enjoyed getting that attention, because everybody in that building knew that it was her that was getting the Valentine.
I can forget you never. From you I ne'er can sever. Say you'll be mine forever. I love you.
We've gone into offices where there's two people, and we give the Valentine to her, and she is just tickled that nobody else was around. And then we go into offices with 30 or 40 people in the cubicles, and we start singing, and you see the heads pop up over the little short walls, and she is properly embarrassed. But in most cases, it's very, very well received. They're not so embarrassed that they make a stop or anything like that. But everybody else is oohing and aahing while she's standing there with roses and candy. And everybody knows that she has a particular sweetheart that's fond of her. And we make as big a fuss over her as we possibly can.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Whisper that you love me too.
Sometimes people are embarrassed. Sometimes they get sent for the wrong reasons. We had a guy that she had basically broken up with him and, you know, didn't want anything to do with him, and he thought this was a good way to try to get back together. It was not well received. It was not well received.
Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
I'm Wally Edmondson, the tenor. And this happens a lot. As we sing to the people in the cubicles and the heads pop up, one of those guys forgot Valentine's Day and he comes and buys one that very day. So we slip him a card, and the next thing you know, we get the call from Dan here saying, hey, a guy just called in from the place you just sang and he needs one. Can you work him in? One time it was evening and we were at Wally's on Macaulay singing to a guy, singing to his girlfriend actually. And then we realized the song we had picked to sing, because we were so bored of the songs we'd been singing all day, involved a proposal of marriage. And we were halfway through the song, we all sort of looked at each other and went, oh, right, this song has the whole thing about soon she'll be his bride. And we were worried that she might think he was proposing. And she didn't take it that way, luckily, and we were apologizing after, but we had this deer in the headlights look, like, did we just pop the question for this poor guy at Wally's?
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
My quartet's doing something different this year. We're bringing along a cameraman, so we're going to film all of them. And the ones that turn out really well, we're going to email a clip to the person who bought it and say, would you like to buy this video as well? And if they like it, then we'll edit together a nice little package and make some more money for the chorus, which is needed for our charitable work we do the rest of the year.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. Now, baby, I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and oh, I never did meet you before.
I said,
hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart,
I said, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou.
That we
never part. So hello, Mary Lou.
goodbye heart, goodbye heart.
This is a pretty significant fundraiser for you guys.
Oh, yeah. If we, at our peak, and we've got more competition these days than we used to have. 15 years ago, we were basically the only gig in town for if you wanted a singing Valentine deliver. There are other groups doing it. I can modestly say that we are the best. You know, we're out there selling our hearts, you know, just ripping our chest open, say, here, this is all the love from your loved one who wants you to be happy on Valentine's Day. And he or she said, yes, I'm going to go for the best, and I'm going to send the rose, I'm going to send the candy, I'm going to send the card, I'm going to send four guys who can sing.
Saw your lips, I heard your voice, plead me, I just had no choice, what horses could make me stay away? Thought about a moonlit night, arms about you good and tight, and all I have is it for me to say.
Said hello, Mary Lou,
goodbye heart.
Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
Mary Lou,
we never part.
So hello, Mary Lou,
goodbye heart.
We'll deliver to somebody's house, which can lead to another interesting story. If we were delivering it to a residence, and the guy's wife was there, and he was too. And they apparently the music moved them quite a bit to the couch. Some amorous activity started. Luckily, we were able to finish up the songs and get out of there before it became more than PG rated, shall we say. It was. So
people feel very comfortable with you, apparently, Paul.
They were apparently deep in love with each other, and the music just carried them to a new place.
I won't ask you to go into any more detail.
No, just say they work. We'll say that.
Hello, Mary Lou, I'm in love with you, yes. Hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
If you would want a Valentine, you call in 265-SING, 265-SING, and leave a message, leave your number. We will get back with you. We will schedule what time of day that you want, if it's in the morning or the afternoon or the evening. And we will come with a quartet, a rose, a small box of chocolates, and a personalized card.
The Chattanooga Choo Choo Chorus has a number of quartets who spend Valentine's Day serenading sweethearts. And as Paul Blazek said, this is a significant fundraiser for them. They use the money to mount the shows they present for charity, notably their Christmas shows, which over the last few years have raised more than $50,000 for the Walter E. Boehm Center in Chattanooga, where they treat children born with birth defects, particularly hydrocephalus and spina bifida. So if you'd like one of the quartets to serenade your sweetheart on Valentine's Day, give them a call, 265-SING, 265-SING. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.
Support WUTC with a tax-deductible donation of your old car. Go green and get clean by donating almost any type of vehicle. More information at 855-WUTC-CAR. That's 855-WUTC-CAR.
This is WUTC 88.1, Essential, Eclectic, Every Day.
Support for WUTC comes from the Chattanooga Theater Center, presenting Lovesick, a romantic comedy by the writer of Almost Maine. Through February 26th on the Circle Stage, theatercenter.com or 267-8583.
And that is it for Rounded About Chattanooga. Thank you all for listening. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller.
Around and About Chattanooga is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC. Find us online at wutc.org.